Hey there, this is Emma from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, and today we are talking about a really exciting development in the region.
Hey Emma, I see, and what is this new development you are talking about?
Well Daniel, it's a new virtual reality service developed by Delkia, a British engineering and technology firm based in Preston and Cumbria.
Oh yeah, I remember reading something about that. What exactly does the VR service do?
Right, so the VR service allows customers to interact with products in a virtual environment, and the first people to try it out were from the Sellafield SRP project.
Sellafield SRP project, Opus 4.
Yeah, the Sellafield product and residue store retreatment plant project. And Delkia is producing a turnkey design, build, and test package for them.
Wow, that is so cool. What does the VR service offer to that project specifically?
Well, Graham Young, the stakeholder manager from the SRP project, said that the VR system linked to the SRP model will open up opportunities to validate operational and maintenance procedures ahead of commissioning.
I see, so it's about planning ahead and avoiding problems before they happen.
Exactly. It also enables better forward planning for access arrangements or constraints during commissioning, highlighting any problems before they arise, thus improving safety and project delivery.
That sounds like a huge advantage. How does the VR system actually work in practice?
Well, VR saves time in production by allowing potential issues to be identified before manufacture starts, improving operational safety and saving money by reducing the need for changes later in the design and manufacturing process.
So it's like a proactive approach to problem solving. What about installation?
VR also saves time in installation, as clients can see the unit in its intended location relative to its surroundings.
Right, and how does that help with human factors?
The interaction with the real world via VR ensures human factors, how humans use machines, can be explored to further improve safety and operability.
That makes sense. Gareth Powell, the technical and engineering manager at Delkia, mentioned something about control panels.
Yes, he said the control panels they make bring together many complex systems, which are difficult for non-specialists to visualize.
And how does VR help with that?
Once these designs are put into a virtual world, it's much easier to see how systems come together and any potential problems with the design.
So VR helps identify design flaws before they become real-world issues.
Exactly. You can also see if the control unit will fit into the space allotted, and if any existing structural features such as doors, for example, would be in the way.
Wow, that is impressive. It seems like this technology has a lot of potential beyond the SRP project.
Absolutely. Delkia's VR service could be of value to defence projects as well. This is another great example of how the Northwest Aerospace Cluster is driving innovation and economic growth.
Well, that's definitely something to keep an eye on. Thanks for sharing this, Emma.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for more updates on the latest industry trends.